My name is Dr. Dambabani Himaya, a research scientist with the National Cereals Research Institute in Nigeria. I'm the focal point for the processing and value addition task force in Nigeria. And I'm also a principal researcher for processing and value addition at the institute. I happen to be the anchor person for the SADAC germ parboiling dissemination technology in Nigeria. And before the coming of the technology, actually, the processors are using basically rudimentary technologies for rice processing. There is high losses both in quality and quantity. There is high use of firewood, that means energy dependence very high. There is also gender insensitive of the technology, because as you outscale the technology to above 200 kg, women cannot be able to use it. Now, when the germ parboiling technology came, with the support of SADAC and other partner projects, we introduced the technology in Nigeria to a specific group of processors, mainly in Nasarawa Benue Hub. And what that has done is that after the installation, we trained over 1,000 women and youth group from about 90 groups in that region. That has improved and revolutionized rice parboiling in that area. Now, before then, what they sell for 20 kg of milled rice is about 4,500 naira. Now we are selling about 7,000, which is over 40% to 50% increase in the price. That has also helped the parboilers to have a better quality, because when you get to the facility now, there is a rush. There are people book for their own meal. People ask that I need 10 bags. They cannot even meet up with the demand. This is thanking the SADAC project. The project also has touched so many other entrepreneurs, more especially in rice-based products. Before now, all we do with broken rice is just to make puddings. Now, with the technology being disseminated by the SADAC, they can now process cake, bread, chin-chin, and instant porridge from rice. Now, this is also a triggering point for entrepreneurs and investors, small-scale investors. A company has started discussing with us. They have taken up the technology. They have done the market evaluation. All we need to do is to support them to register it with the regulatory agency. If that is done, there will be great changes in the way we use rice in Africa. And I'm sure, because of the push we are pushing at the farm level to increase in yield, in no distant day, Africa will be sustainable in rice. Once we reach there, we'll still go back to discriminating rice. A rice-based product will now come up. But before then, we have prepared to meet that bridge and we will cross over it. These are all part of the contribution of the SADAC. It has also pushed youth who are hitherto not part of the parboiling. All they do is to break firewood or likely push one bag of rice to the other. Now they are the game changers. They are the one involved in rice processing. It is now a clean business. You can wear a white cloth to your practice. That was good. That is good for them. They can also prepare their rice and sell it at a better price. This was an attractive force for them. So the project has actually made the rice business in Nigeria changing a game. And I'm sure that in the next few years, we will have a total change. As long as this is pushed, for us to push it to other areas that are into rice processing, more especially the rice processing clusters in the country.